You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Everyone take a deep breath. Let it out. Whew. We are alive and breathing. So just for that reason, today is a good day. You all know that I am Dr. Erica, a practicing psychologist with over 23 years of experience in mental health. You also know that I do coaching and therapy. If you are interested in learning more about me, go to my website, healthyminds.expert. I am also a daily user and strong advocate for the benefits of CBD. CBD is an organic, natural, plant-based alternative that really responds to our endocannabinoid system. And everyone walking has an endocannabinoid system that helps to put our bodies back in balance. And so I encourage you to try CBD. It is really beneficial for stress, anxiety, pain, a lot of the things that we're all experiencing right now since we've been under chronic stress with the quarantine and the virus. And so I just pray that everyone is staying healthy and safe. Get your CBD. If you haven't tried it, give it a try. The website is hemphappier.com. Today, I have with me an amazing guest. I am so honored and blessed to be in his presence. This is, I'm just going to start by reading his introduction because once you hear this, you will be fascinated. The great sages for millennia have taught that the answers to healing, spiritual evolution, elevation of consciousness, and living a happy and fulfilled life are inside of us. But where exactly are they? And how do you work with them? My guest today is Jonathan Goldman, and he can answer those questions for us. Because in four decades of working with energy medicine, first as an acupuncturist and then as a developer of transformational energy healing, he has mapped the multi-layered human energy vehicle, HEV for short. Goldman has uniquely described where and how thought forms, emotions, energetic material, beliefs, and spiritual qualities live and operate in the multiple energy layers that are within and around the human body. This has allowed him to create a form of healing which goes beyond and enhances psychotherapy, allopathic medicine, and alternative healing modalities. What defines the uniqueness of Goldman's work is identifying the specific characteristics, personal and transpersonal, that live in the various chakras, where they interface with these five energy layers. He teaches, for example, where the actual vibrations of universal light, compassion, calm, forgiveness, and faith live inside of you, and how to access and utilize them in your life, your work, and your relationships. The chakra map that he discovered is a core feature of his inspiring and illuminating book, The Gift of the Body, a multidimensional guide to energy, anatomy, grounded spirituality, and living through the heart. His work can open the way for an entirely new internal paradigm that activates living from your heart. This extraordinary knowledge has come to Goleman through a fascinating journey that has led him to become one of the first practitioners of acupuncture in the United States, to the depth of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, and to teaching and guiding people in their spiritual transformation all over the world. He is the founder of the Essential Light Institute, which is dedicated to teaching the arts of self-transformation and energy healing through direct relationship with the living force of light within us. Thank you so much. Reading that, I just feel blessed. Welcome, Jonathan Goleman.
I'm telling you, I was listening to you talk. I was impressed myself. I thought, wow. I thought, wow, this guy sounds pretty interesting.
I like him. So just tell us really, Jonathan, like how did you begin this journey and kind of take us through this really, the guiding light and energy, universal light within us? I love that.
Well, look, everything that I have learned has been through direct experience and has been through what I came to call, in my book, I call them those guys. You know, those guys, like, who are those guys? That comes from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, where they're being chased and he keeps saying, who are those guys? Who are those guys? So for me, it was a mystery for a long time, but I was guided through intuition, right? Which I realized later was the key to everything.
Was those guys?
Was those guys, and that was their megaphone, right? My intuition that comes through my heart was their megaphone. So I'm going to tell you two very brief stories that describe this to me. One, here I am. It's 1994, all right? I'm sitting on a log in the middle of a huge room in Brazil, in the mountains of Brazil. It's actually a church, but it basically is like a big auditorium, except that I'm sitting on a log on the floor with four other men. And at that moment, it's a ceremony. It's a meditation where there's 250 people together meditating, praying together. And I was raised Jewish. So Jewish people, we get to argue with God. And so, as I would say, I was bitching to God and I was saying, hey, how come everybody sees all these things? Everybody sees, they're seeing all these visions and they're seeing, because somehow in the alternative spiritual world, like seeing is a really cool thing, right? It's better than feeling, which is actually not true. So I'm there and I'm like complaining. And a force came through the top of my head, like my body was a syringe and the plunger pushed my consciousness down to the center of my chest, and a voice, those guys, said to me, when you live here, you'll see everything.
Wow.
And so at that moment, my entire life changed, because my prayer, which had been fix this, make me better, was I want to live through my heart. Teach me to live through my heart. And so then my whole life conspired to do that, my work, my family, my health conspired around that central intention, which is one of the main things that I would emphasize. The choice we make, right? The choice that we make sincerely when it is in our highest interest and in the highest good of all beings will be responded to. The challenge sometimes is it gets responded to in ways that kicks our butt.
Right? We get what we ask for.
In the middle of it, sometimes we're like, ah. I mean, I've had those guys say to me sometimes as I'm complaining, oh my God, I'm going through this. Do you remember what you prayed for? And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So that then my life conspired around that prayer. Okay, so fast forward another 6 or 7 years. I was in my office, because I had a full-time healing practice for 33 years, starting in 1976. So this is the early 2000s. And I'm I'm walking through the waiting room of the office, going to see a client. I had come to the from the bathroom or something, and nothing special was happening that I knew about. I there was no, you know, celestial music, and the chariot didn't appear. I'm walking through the waiting room, and all of a sudden, I feel right in front of my chest, about 4 inches, right in front of my heart center, this incredibly pleasurable, amazing feeling. And I stopped. I mean, it stopped me in my tracks, and I just felt it, and I breathed into it, and I realized that I was feeling compassion for all creation.
Wow.
In a way that I had never, you know, I would look at the Dalai Lama and say, wow, that guy, he's so compassionate. Or I look at like a one-year-old healthy child, you know, just petting the dog and loving everybody. I was like, wow, I wish I could feel that sometime. But I had never really thought that it was possible. And all of a sudden, by grace, right? The wind of compassion blew through my heart at that moment.
Wow, what amazing.
And then my next prayer was, okay, I want to know how to do this. I don't want to wait for grace. I don't want to just rely on the Dalai Lama to hold compassion for me and for all beings. How do I, a regular person with my traumas and my glories and my everything, how do I learn that? And so then they began to teach me step by step over a 20-year period. I thought compassion lives there. Well, where does everything else live? If compassion lives there, then I bet there are other things that live in other places. And so through the direct experience of putting my hands in the energy fields of people who bless me by coming to get better, and then my intuition giving me the readout, right? So someone's lying on my table on their back, and I had been guided. It's a longer story than we have for today, but I've been guided step by step to start creating this way of healing people, putting my hands over their chakras and calling light to a specific place. So my hand is over the solar plexus of somebody about a foot and a half above, and I'm just hanging out there calling light and hoping they get better. And all of a sudden, my inner voice says, I don't know who I am anymore. Well, I've had periods of time like that. I'm sure you have. Everybody has, you know, the periods of time in our life where like, I don't know who I'm at. But that wasn't one of my moments. At that moment, I at least had the illusion that I knew who I was. And so I said to the person, I was like, I took the risk, you know. I said, hey, you know, let me tell you what I just heard with my hand over your belly. I said, I heard this voice that said, I don't know who I am anymore. Person, oh my God, that's exactly right. That's what's going on. My whole life is blah, blah, blah. My, you know, my relationship is changing. I don't know who I am anymore. I was like, okay. And I went and I wrote it down. And then I started writing it down. Oh, here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. Another one. And then I would ask students, so tell me what you see. So over a 15-year period, then what I call the chakra map developed. The chakra map basically says, first of all, we are bigger than we imagine we are, because we live in a culture that has reduced us, right, to just this flesh, right, and reduced our vision to what we see in the material world and what we feel to what we touch with our fingers, right? So number one, we are bigger. I am bigger. You are bigger. We are way more and way more beautiful and way more amazing, way more miraculous than we usually imagine ourselves to be. So in that expanded field, right, that what some people call the aura or call the etheric double, I call it the vehicle, because it's a vehicle, right? In other words, me and you were like, you know, it's like watching one of those movies where someone like drops out of a helicopter into the front seat of a car. So we're like, boom, dropped into our vehicle. We wake up blind amnesiacs in this vehicle. And then we puddle around trying to figure out where we are and who we are, right?
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Right?
It feels like that a lot of the time. Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Right. Right. And so, you know, so then we gradually, as we go through our lives, we wake up a little bit and we start to realize. So what, so
it's like what we orientate, right? We orientate a little bit more,
a little more. And then we reach a point in our life for most of us, which is, and some people start earlier. I'm grateful. My kids started way earlier than me, but for many people, it comes in the mid 30s. Starting into the 40s, where we go through what's called the midlife, we call it the midlife crisis, but really it's our heart calling us to an expanded and deeper vision of ourselves. Okay. So what I learned then was, what I'm learning is, okay, so if what I want to do is collaborate in that natural process of transformation and healing, how can I do that? So one way I can do that is by learning the map. When I have a symptom come up, or I have an issue come up, or I have a difficulty come up, I can trace its origin, not necessarily to where I feel it in my physical body, but where the origin actually is in the expanded vehicle, in the emotional or mental body. So for instance, that moment of realizing, whoa, that person doesn't know who they are anymore. I had my hand in what's called the mental body of her third chakra. The third chakra, the solar plexus chakra, its job in every human is to navigate life on earth, to do life. So it's the place of manifestation. It's the place of decision. It's the place of will, right? And it's the place of identity. Who Jonathan believes he is in this life, who Erica believes she is in this life, lives literally in that discrete place. And so when it starts changing and morphing, which it's supposed to do, but we resist it, it starts changing and morphing, I get digestive problems.
Because it helps us bring attention to that area?
There you go. And because it's a natural process. So, okay, so I can start taking supplements and I can get an endoscopy and I can change my diet, all of which is useful. And I can focus light on that place where that belief about who I am is morphing and collaborate it and say, okay, I get it. I'm morphing. I'm morph on. Let's go. It helps a huge amount. It cuts the time of the illness a lot. It allows for, so not only is it quicker, but it's more complete. And also it helps me relax and realize, oh, I see. I don't have some terrible illness. I have a transformation going on. Hmm. Completely different orientation.
So let me understand this. When you're experiencing physical symptoms, look to the chakra in your body that is responsible for that part of, I guess, working through your life or working through whatever it is that it does best. And then how do you begin to heal it? Is it just a hands-on activating the energy, bringing light to that center? Is it a meditative process? Is it, you know, what's some of the practical things, and how do you know which part of your body is responsible for what?
Well, look, you're asking great questions. Great questions for it. First of all, here's the key. First of all, the answer is all of the above.
Okay.
The answer is all of the above. And it's a training, you know. It's a training. It's like any other training. You know, how do you learn anything? So there's a training course that we do.
Okay.
Most recently, I did a 10-week series, 1.5 hours each week, 10-week series, basically outlining the whole methodology and the theory and the practice. of this, right? It's available on our website. And I'm going to be doing more in the spring. We're creating a whole program. Here's the key to the whole thing, though, is that light is real. What I say is light is not a metaphor. Light, divine universal light is not a metaphor. It also has nothing necessarily to do with religion. You can be religious or not. You can consider yourself spiritual or not. There is literally in the universe a source of light that some people call prana, life force. Every spiritual path talks about light. Yeah. Right? Let there be light, right? The first line in the old Bible.
Yeah.
But that light is, first of all, it's everywhere, it's ubiquitous, but and I can learn how to call a focused beam of it through my gift of choice and consciousness, which is an amazing gift, right? Amazing gift.
Yes.
Consciousness and choice. Through consciousness and choice, and the fact that the universe collaborates in healing, right? That prayer, right? Prayer to live in my heart, and all the angels and the guides and the universe goes, yeah, let's help him. So that collaboration, when I learn how to create an internal structure in my bodies, in my energy body, which is not actually that difficult. It takes work, but it's actually quite simple. I've broken it down into very discrete stages, very discrete steps. So building that, I get an actual relationship with light. And so when I identify, so for instance, there's my stomach going through difficulties, I have back problems, you know, if I'm a woman, I'm having, you know, uterine things and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to collaborate, and I'm going to, in my awareness, in my meditation, I'm going to walk out in my aura, and I'm going to say, ding, oh, wow, there's something right there. I'm going to call light, I'm going to concentrate, I'm going to meditate on it, open my heart, breathe in my heart, and say to those guys, whoever I frame it, who are my guides, who knows more than me? Pretty much everybody, but they know a lot. Help me. Call light right there. And then there are practitioners. I mean, that's the healing work that I teach. And I teach people who are massage therapists. I teach people who are psychotherapists. I teach people who are doctors and nurses, and right? Because light helps everything, and it augments. So it's not replacing. So that doesn't replace the fact that I have to look at my diet, and I have to look at my stress, and I have to probably drink only 5 cups of coffee a day instead of 8 or what, you know, whatever it is. All of that's real. But, and if I add the energetic piece to it, first of all, it helps the healing, but that relationship with light is literally what in other places gets called salvation.
Wow.
Salvation. That's what takes me from that blind amnesiac, you know, bumping around, bumping my head on my karma all the time. It takes me into a completely different relationship day to day. My relationships, when I'm with somebody and I'm having a conversation and there's a moment when something, I know something needs to be said, but I don't know what that is. So I could do it from my ego. I can do it from my opinions. Or I can stop, nobody knows, breathe, step in the space of compassion, right in front of my heart, walk out. What I tell people is walk out onto the dock in front of your heart. Sit on the edge of the dock, dangle your feet in the lake.
That's beautiful.
Breathe. I do that, and then what should I say? Most of the time, what my intuition says is shut up. But there are times when I say things that are, why am I going to say that? And it, boom, changes everything. Because the space of compassion is the space of not trying to fix it. All right? I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just holding a space for whatever can happen. And so in that, what I say, what I do, what I don't say is connected to a network of compassion that goes through the whole universe.
Yeah.
So I'm not just in my own little blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I really think that people are, I noticed that the practice of healing in health is moving towards energy medicine, and is moving towards, like you say, that light in meditation and opening from the heart center. And I love how you say it's available to everyone. And all you have to do is open your heart, walk out on the dock, and dangle your feet, because you're saying, I'm open to receiving.
That's right. Yeah. And then the universe conspires with you.
Right. So we've got 5 minutes. Tell my listeners where they can get the book, where we can sign up for some of those courses, you know, educational experiences you might have.
Okay, good. Okay, so first, our website is essentiallight.org. One word, essential light, two L's in the middle, essentiallight.org. And we have a full array. There are videos, some of them free, some of them, you know, some of courses that are available. We also have a YouTube channel that you can link up. I have lots of stuff, you know, as you can tell, I like to talk. So I have many things that I've, that I've done. So have that, the book Gift of the Body is available, from Amazon. It's available in print, which is the preferable way because it has color, illustrations and whatever, but also it's available in digital. We're developing it now so that we're selling a bunch of them now. So we're developing print on demand. So that's available. It's a textbook, right? It's not, you know, it's not a, you know, sitting on the bus reading thing. It's a textbook.
It takes you
through the journey. In writing it, every chakra, I had to go through the journey of the chakra.
Right, because you go through the mapping of
everything.
The entire energy field.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. and there are articles that I've written, and blah, blah, blah. We're going to do a whole series starting in March, April, May, June, July. We're going to do a series of introductory and then deeper courses live, right? So come and study. You know, I consider myself a student. I'm a student who also is teaching. So I learn, and as they say, you know, you teach what you need to learn.
Yeah.
So I've needed to learn this thing about the heart, learn how to be in my body, learn how to wear all these, to embody these spiritual forces. So that's what I teach.
I love it. I love it. So any last words of wisdom or anything practical that my listeners can start today on this journey of energy and in universal light healing?
Yeah. Okay. First, you and I, we have four divine gifts. We have four divine gifts. The first is consciousness. The second is the body that your consciousness lives in. The third is choice. And the fourth is the ability to actualize your choice. So accepting the responsibility of being a human, an incarnate human. And it sounds, you know, very serious. But part of that is like grooving on life. Like you said at the beginning, I thought it was so beautiful, your invocation. You know, we're alive. We're breathing. You know, we look for miracles. Oh, I want a miracle. I want a miracle. No, you are a miracle.
We are the miracle. Yeah.
Right. So that's number one. The number two, these are the fundamental thing I teach is called the three groundings. Grounding on earth, centered in the heart, receiving light. These three aspects. So grounding on earth, which means planting your feet. So go out in nature. Wherever you are, even if it's cold out, be in nature. You're in nature's where you're not going to catch the virus. So go out but not just be in nature. Open yourself, breathe. The center of the whole thing is the cultivation of your relationship with your heart. Your heart is your best friend.
Yeah.
And light is your father and your mother. So there's your family.
I love that. And light comes from above and below.
Yeah. And from inside.
And from inside.
It's a family reunion.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. I just appreciate just your presence. And Jonathan Goldman, you are doing great things. And I'm blessed to be able to share in that knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.